person has to do tshuva on is Benon Chaveroi. The other area is Benon Lamakim. I guess the third area is Benon Lamatzmar, but that's a different conversation. So in the area of Benon Chaveroi, the Malcha points out that a person does not get the kapara which Yom Kippur, the process of tshuva can give with, until he's Maratz as Chaveroi also. He also, besides doing tshuva and the Benon Lamakim component, a person steals, there's a Chaveroi in the Torah. So he didn't listen to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but besides that component, he also damaged another person. So he needs to ask Mechila from the individual that he wronged in some way, whether it's through a Nos Tavorim or through Gzeil or whatever might be the emotional component, the pain that the person was caused. The person has to ask Mechila. The person does not need to wait till he's from Kippur to do that. But it has to be a sincere bakasha. Somebody asked me, well, you know, I have this whole list of people that I have to go to because maybe I did something to them. That's not what we're talking about. If you want to do that, that's fine. That's not really what Allah is requiring. So requiring in a case where you're aware of the fact that you in some way wronged somebody, a person should honestly think about it, and if you can show that he truly contrite and it really bothers him and he feels bad that he did it, and without giving any excuses to say why, that's not the point. The point is to say, I really feel bad that I did it. I don't want to do it. I wish I hadn't done it. And please be mindful. The Lacha says that he should ask three times. If the person says no, I can't get past it, you have to ask him again up to three times. After three times, you're not able to ask him anymore, with the exception of a Rebbe or a parent. So that's something to think about. At least the group we're talking to is a younger crowd. Be aware that sometimes you might have done something to yourself and your parents that you should be thinking about to be asking Mechila. And it's an ongoing issue. You have to be able to make sure that now the person who's receiving the question, if he knows you're not going to change, is not Mechila to Michael. If the damage is still continuing, he's not mechuyav to be mechuyav. It's meritorious for him to be mechuyav, but he's not mechuyav to. So that's some point to think about as we're moving into Rosh Hashanah. Do not wait till Yom Kippur. It's something which a person wants to think about already at this point in time. If he has somebody he knows he did something wrong to, he should try and address that. Have a good morning.